I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Guys, and welcome to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. Today I am your host Moyo, and my eye is at Moyo's Laboratory. If you want to start from Lauren.
Yep, hello, Lauren at Lauren Coys.
Sammy at SRCK, I think.
Faye, I'm not going to give you my thing, so cheers.
The feds are out.
Team at teams underscore GH.
Philippa Akai.
Perfect. Lovely stuff. Obviously, we didn't all play this week, but kicking it off with a team that did play this week, Arsenal. So we're going to go for the Arsenal-Brentford match. Sammy, I can see you smiling over there. How are you feeling?
Fantastic.
Why are you feeling fantastic?
I'm not going to lie, today's game, I think that's the most complete football that I've seen from Arsenal this season. Gosh. Sorry, I'm speaking. Can I speak?
You can.
Do your thing.
Thank you. Today's football was great. The press was great. Build-up play was great. Shout out to Jesus. That guy, honestly, I'm so happy that we have a number nine that is involved in build-up play. He's just technical and he's so involved in the game that I'm just like, if we had this maybe two seasons ago, things would be different. But anyways, we're here now. Cough.
I just came up.
Cough. Anyhow, Xhaka today, that assist was fantastic.
Big up, Brie.
Honestly, your stocks are soaring, babes. And Saliba as well, that header. Two headers today. I was even surprised. Saliba was great today, honestly. Mbappe of CDs. We'd love to see it.
What have you thought about Saliba since he's come back from his loan?
Do you know what it is? I think that the loans for him were probably the best decision. I think a lot of people really hated the fact that he was on loan and they were getting on Arteta. But I think the loans were like a really good thing for him, because once you have experience in another club, another team in a different country, you build up your experience and you build up, you know, character. And Saliba has come straight into the first team and made that impact. It's amazing.
Good. Hey. Today we got Fabio Vieira's full Premier League debut.
Yeah.
What did you think of him?
I like him. He offers something different from Odegaard. Like, Odegaard is more of like he controls the tempo of the game in midfield. And with Vieira, I feel like he just supplies something different. And you can tell from today that he actually shoots and just goes for it. Whereas Odegaard kind of, he's a bit more chilled and laid back and wants to kind of make sure that if he does shoot, he has to go in. But at least with Vieira, he just goes for it. I love that.
And the role that Vieira was playing today, do you think that would be the role that Smith Rowe could potentially play as well going forward? Or do you think you see Smith Rowe as someone that's going to be on the wing?
Smith Rowe definitely on the wing.
Okay.
Definitely on the wing. But obviously, Martinelli, he's doing so well in that position. And with Smith Rowe and his injuries, it's like, when are we going to see him again? honestly, I miss you.
Guys, what did you guys think? Did anyone else see the Arsenal game today?
I saw bits of it.
Oh, yeah, okay. I watched it.
Yeah? What did you guys think about Arsenal and how they looked?
I turned it off before the end because I don't want Arsenal fans. I don't want to see Arsenal fans happy.
Mm.
Hater!
Yeah, massive. Biggest hater. Biggest hater in London.
Big shout.
They're all right, man. They're all right. Cool.
I think we need to be honest here. And that, playing obviously, I hate it.
All right.
They are
cool.
Better than Chelsea right now.
Say,
can you say that loudly?
Enunciate.
They are better than Chelsea right now.
She said it, I didn't. Just
it's true, they're better than us. They are better
Why do you think Arsenal have looked so good this season?
They haven't had any challenge. The one test they've had.
No, they were terrible.
Yeah, like they. That was honestly not the Brentford that we know.
I genuinely thought that they were going to give us more of a challenge. You see when they started clapping at the 70th minute, that's when Brentford woke up.
Mm.
The claps woke them up.
So do you think it was more so that Brentford... But to be honest, I think Arsenal... Let's give them some credit, Timo. Yeah,
absolutely
please.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Someone else give them some credit.
They deserve credit, man.
That was also probably the worst Brentford performance I've seen.
Yeah, in a long time.
When you just look at them throughout the course of the season so far, they look good. And they're improving each week. I can admit that. It makes me sad. But do you know what I mean? Yeah. They look good.
Playing some nice, free-flowing, fluid football. They look all right, but you know that the Arsenal team is around the corner.
Why? Do you not think it feels different this time?
No.
I think it feels different every single season,
they say this, every single season.
We didn't say this last season.
Calling Saliba the Mbappe of centre-backs is not going to help him, you know? I'm not going to be pulling
that's a lot of pressure.
Eric Dier had the same number of goals as Saliba.
I'm going to be pulling it up at the end of the season.
Pull it.
Okay.
The one thing that scares me, like for Arsenal, doesn't scare me for Arsenal, I don't care. But one thing that I think Arsenal fans should be afraid of is injuries. I think your team is tight.
You've got 12 injuries.
All of these seem to be muscle related. Don't know what one for your.
Arsenal, shout me. Our resident physio.
But I feel like Arsenal in like the last maybe 15 years have always had training and physio issues.
I think obviously like with muscular injuries, it's all overuse. And it's not having enough time to recover. Mm. That's the problem.
Well,
I don't know what's happening. Like, obviously, in training, it's whether they're doing too much and not recovering enough, or their recovery isn't the right type of recovery.
Yeah.
I'm not slating on the physios, by the way.
A lot of them are not going to the World Cup, so lucky them. True. And lucky Arsenal.
That is true. What have you guys thought about Jesus, not just today, but also just... like in the wider sense, because obviously Sammy said that she's been really impressed. So what do you guys think?
I'm very jealous.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
lying, but jealous. Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far, but
you are.
I wouldn't say jealous because I think he's a typical Arsenal striker.
He's the way, the truth, the way. And the life.
I'm not gonna say that.
What?
Yes, on a Sunday? Are we sure?
Hey, he scored on a Sunday. What more blessings do we need?
I think he fits into the system the same way that other Arsenal strikers have over the years.
Mm.
If you look at like seamlessly, like Aubameyang, like you know Henri's, you know, past and from the distant past. But like I think, yeah, he's very much a Arsenal striker. Let's see if he can keep it up for the whole season.
Yeah.
Let's see if he can do it in Europe
because
I think they're going to need his goals. And number 14, I'm not sure about him. I said that last season.
He's got it.
I wouldn't give him a new contract. I don't think he's Arsenal standards. That's
who?
Nketiah.
I think especially for where they're at right now, I said this last season.
He's a squad player. He's going to be the one that's going to be playing in Europe. Like in Europe.
But you gave him number 14.
Yeah.
Listen, that's part of the contract, that isn't it?
As
be happy for the kids.
Number 14 has significance, you know.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
He shouldn't have that number either.
And obviously, like, it might not be deep to Arsenal fans, but like from the outside looking in, it looks not exactly like when
there's other numbers that certain people should not have had in
speak with your chest.
Seasons. It's like when Pulisic got the number 10 from Hazard. That's it.
Do you see that? Do you see that?
I'll never back him. I said it from.
And you got to take it off him as well, man.
Yeah. And so but it's been a curse. It's been shit ever since.
So what do you guys think would be a good like target for Jesus to target like in terms of goals?
He's get 20.
In the league or all clubs?
No, I think in the league. If he wants to be, I think, Manchester City, he's lucky because he's gone to Arteta and they play his style of football. I don't know if he would have adapted as quickly if he had gone to Chelsea or whoever. But he has to get 20 because I think that's the benchmark for a world-class Premier League striker, is someone who's going to get 20 goals. And that's what that's what Arsenal need. Is someone who's going to not score goals now and then stop by Christmas. He has to get strong in.
So all agreed on 20, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I think 20, but I also want to see him do it next season. And the reason why I mentioned next season, I feel like right now he's trying to prove a point to Man City. Like,
I could
have been that guy, but is he going to still have that drive next season? That's my thing about Jesus. Let's look long term.
To make sure this isn't just a revenge act.
When you're looking fly, are you still going to be looking fly in 6 months' time? You still going to be putting that in that energy?
Yeah, no, I hear it.
Or will you be dressed like me? Thank you for that on Arsenal. Unless anyone has any more points on Arsenal, they want to say maybe more shush. Prop on Arsenal.
Do you think? I've got two questions.
Okay.
Are we Arteta in or Arteta out?
Yeah, let's make that plain yes or no quick.
I said I'm Arsenal in, guys.
No, Arteta in or out. That's not the answer we're looking for.
And I'm sticking by it.
I think you've got a valid reason to be Arteta in right now.
Right now, yeah.
You had it. So you're Arteta in.
My issue is though.
So you're Arteta in though, just to clarify quickly.
I haven't said anything, please.
Right now, you said.
Right now,
you're Arteta in.
I'm happy about what Arteta's doing.
Okay.
Was you happy
in right now?
When you watched All or Nothing, was you like, yeah, this is the guy who's going to lead us to the promised land?
No, I watched it because I watched it.
No, but I'm asking you, when you did watch it, like, how did you feel about Arteta?
He's funny. I like him. I've always liked Arteta. But obviously, is he going to be the guy to take us to a Champions League? I don't know yet.
A Champions League entry or a Champions League win?
Yeah. Win.
To win.
But you've never won it. You had Arsene Wenger and you never won it. So do you know what I mean?
Do you see what I mean?
No, but she's asking her. Is he going to be that guy to defy?
I want that guy. I need that guy.
I don't think you'll ever win the Champions League.
How can you tell us the answer from your seat here?
I can tell her the answer.
Tell me. How can you tell us?
I can tell her.
What can you tell her?
Listen. That guy is not going to be leading you to that prestigious trophy. You understand?
Don't worry, we'll make sure we pin it when a madness happens. Yeah.
Make sure we pin it. 15 years time.
But I have a question.
I told you, team, I will do it.
What's your expectation for the season?
We need top four and a trophy.
Are you in the title race?
Listen.
Because you're first, right?
You know what it is?
Save your chest.
Can you relax? Okay. I need us to prove ourselves to the big teams because. After United, it's like, what are we going to be able to do next? We've got Tottenham next. We have to win those kind of games. Mm. Once I could be convinced that we can, you know, beat a good couple big sixes,
A couple who?
Quick question on what Sammy just said as well. What do you guys think in terms of the North London derby will be the outcome? Not like what you think and why, just... Arsenal win, Arsenal lose, Arsenal draw. If you want to go around.
I think it's going to be a draw.
Timo? I know you want to explain so bad.
I want them both to lose, but I think it's going to be a draw. I want them both to lose so badly.
Faye?
Arsenal win.
Sammy?
Arsenal win.
Lauren?
I think a draw at best. If it goes to form... At the Emirates, Arsenal win the derby. At our stadium, we win the derby. That's where it's been going. So
that is fair.
Yeah.
Same even if they have to play at Wembley, Spurs are not winning.
Why are you bringing United into this?
Just saying. Like, what is it at home?
We win at Emirates as well sometimes.
Jeez!
Didn't Jesse Lingard walk on the Emirates?
Yeah, he did.
I said
that was a while ago, though. Under Ole, we weren't winning enough of them. Thank you guys for your feedback on Arsenal. If we want to go into Man City, thank God Joyce isn't here because we'll just be seeing smug smiling and no one's trying to see smug smiling right now. But if you want to go over what we thought about City, if you want to start with Philippa. Did you watch the match, Philippa?
I did. City are weird, man. It's just, they just like just stroll onto the pitch, can play like about 15 minutes of good football and still walk away with a win. Like, they just get on my nerves so much. I'm irritated.
Did you actually think, so you thought they weren't good in the match?
No, I thought they were all right, but like, it's like, they don't light up the pitch on fire for me. I don't know. I just thought it was just, it's just business as usual for them. They just go on, again, they go onto the pitch, they do their thing and then they leave.
Yeah. How fun that must be. Oh, listen, nice thing
and
about
if they don't play well. Oh, I'll just put Bernardo Silva or Gundogan instead.
You know what I mean?
Do you know?
Yeah. It's just the quality of their options. Yeah, it's too much. Annoys the shit out of me because it's just like they can completely change their formation.
Yeah.
With and a couple, still and still, yeah, this is it.
Nice. It's long and
Haaland. Do you guys, literally on Haaland, what do you guys think about like his goal scoring rate right now and how he's going to sustain it throughout the season?
I think he'll break that record now.
You think he's going
to? I think he'll break that Premier League record because even like he's scoring so much now, even if he misses 1 month, 2 months, that golden boot is his already. And the rate that this guy's scoring, he could be on 20 goals by the time we get to the World Cup.
Yeah.
How many goals is he on at the minute?
I think he's on more than Chelsea. I think he's on.
He's on more than ten, I think. He's more than Chelsea. As a whole, do you know what I mean? Like,
he's come to his show.
Is it like 13 teams that he has more goals than? Like,
he's on 11.
He's on 11.
Very scary.
That's insane. It's not even Christmas. He's on 11.
He's come to show Harry Kane what a real striker is.
Is that what you actually think?
Harry Kane would score the same number of goals in that side.
He's been in the Premier League for a very long time.
Do you think that? Yeah.
Yeah, Harry Kane scores goals in a team that's nowhere near the level of City.
I agree. I think Harry Kane scores double what he scored for Tottenham right now. But do you think he would have scored as many as Haaland has scored?
Look at the goals that Haaland has been scoring.
August is not great for him. But I genuinely believe that he would get 30 every season in that City side.
Do you think Harry Kane's movement is better than Haaland's?
No.
I don't know. I think it's different. But they're different, is very different because Haaland is 6'4" robot machine.
He's not stiff either.
Yeah, like I look and think Harry Kane is
6'2". He's been in the
Premier League. He doesn't have pace. He doesn't have the acceleration that Haaland does.
True.
As I said, Haaland has come to show him what a true striker is.
Not this girl talking smack when her one's
Harry Kane will be on 200 goals. he'll be on 200 Premier League goals and you're telling me he's not a real striker. How did he score
those
goals?
I'm just saying
then?
That he's coming to show him what a real striker is. I'm thinking it's cute, like his goal return is cute. But this season, you're going to see what a real goal scoring number 9 is.
Tima, answer this question honestly. Yeah, you would be on your knees for Kane, yes or no?
Do you know why I wouldn't?
Why?
There's a couple of reasons why.
With Aubameyang.
Look how we have right now, Tima.
I don't like Kane, but somebody that can swear on his daughter's life, you need to bring them to the bridge, bro. You need to bring them. They have that.
The reason why I wouldn't is because he wouldn't score for Chelsea because Chelsea is shit.
But do you think that every chance that Harry Kane scores is a clear-cut chance?
I try not to watch Tottenham too much because I hate them.
Okay, so. But the times... So, for example, when they scored against you, you watch that match.
But Harry Kane didn't score.
Oh, no, he did. Yeah.
But to be honest, in my mind, he didn't score because it shouldn't have been a goal. So actually, in my mind, Chelsea win.
Okay, but it's not about your mind. It's about real life.
Did you take a dip in the sea today? Mad salty. What's going on?
Honestly.
That's what I'm like. every week, sis.
So do you think every goal that Harry Kane scores is a clear-cut chance?
This is a trap. Team with that answer.
My lawyer told me not to answer. The answer is no. He's left foot, right foot, headers. He couldn't
scuff shots. Everything.
He's good. Like, I think he's good. I think he's done very well for Tottenham. Like, let me be serious. He's done very well for Tottenham. But there's levels to the game, and I feel like Haaland is a step above.
Okay, but
Do you think Haaland would score the same amount of goals in the Tottenham team?
It doesn't go Haaland and then everyone else is crap. It goes Haaland and then there's. Do you get what I mean? They're still top-class strikers.
Yeah, but I think, as I said, I'm not saying he's not a top-class striker. I just think Haaland's a step above. And he's actually, I didn't think he would do that well. And he's, like, blown my mind in terms of what he's done with for Man City. I thought Harry Kane was good, but he's showing me there is levels to the game. That's what I'm saying.
What do you think Haaland's best trait is, Sammy?
Haaland? I'd say... I'd say his pace is amazing. And he's just able to get into positions.
Mm. Ghosting in.
Honestly, and he just gets into positions in the right time and the right place. And the way KDB can assist him is just amazing. And yeah.
And then it's good you brought up KDB actually, because I was going to say, what are your thoughts on KDB and his crossing ability? Like, where would you... What are your thoughts on it, first of all, Faye?
It's the best in the league.
Fantastic. Say it louder, girl.
He's the best in the league. He's the best in the league. I'm so depressed.
What, crossing advice?
He's the best in the league at everything. Just look at this guy and you just think, wow. Somebody that can find somebody. Yeah.
You had him once.
Yeah, you had him once.
But he wouldn't have been like this if he was at Chelsea. There's no way he would be
in agreement.
As developed as he is now.
Yeah.
If Chelsea kept
Do him. You think that... Are you saying that because of the Wolfsburg stint or because of what Pep has done with him at City?
It's because of what Pep has done with him at City. Mm. At the beginning of his career, he started as a winger.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea, he would have been a winger. Mm. And I don't think he would have really got him doing... like he, the attributes, obviously the talent was there, but Pep saw something in him that he thought, no, let me move him into the centre.
Mm.
Yeah,
what manager at Chelsea would have done that?
Yeah.
So I don't think he's that good that I can't sit here and say... that there's
so much.
Players who can cross the ball better than him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's how good he is because, yeah, like, and no one would have been happier than him to see Haaland come to that City side because he now has someone who, well, we've seen it, who can finish. It's levels above Jesus, for example. So
and Harry Kane.
We're not going to answer you because you didn't want to answer the question before, so we won't answer you on that one. But one person I will bring up as well is Jack Grealish. Obviously, he scored his first goal of the season yesterday.
I think the game was yesterday. £100 million.
What are your thoughts on him and the scrutiny that he's been receiving, Philippa?
You can't be bought for that amount of money and not expect some pressure. And as far as I'm concerned, he was a standout in a Villa side because Villa played their entire system around him. So you can't now come to like someone who's a tactician like Pep and have to fit into a space and expect them same things to happen. I think the scrutiny is deserved. He's washed. I don't like him.
Washed. Ooh. Wow.
Ooh. Damn. That's
a big hard. Claim.
Yeah.
Sorry. Claim. I just think he should have. I get it. When you're a certain age, because what, he's 27, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously...
He's 27 now.
He's 27. Yeah. He just turned 27.
So I get it. When you're a certain age and someone big comes in for you and you want to win things, I understand moving. Mm-hmm. You know, football don't last forever. You're going to be finished by your mid-30s and everything. So I completely understand the move. But I don't know. I just didn't think it was the right move for him. I don't think that City was the right team. It didn't make sense to me.
Do you think that what we were talking about off-air as well with the lure of Pep, do you think that obviously played a big part in it? And I feel like... that's probably an opportunity that he felt like he could have turned down.
Of course. And that's what we were saying like last time I was here and I was talking about the alert of big managers and people wanting to play for specific people. Mm-hmm. That's super important. And like, yeah, it makes sense on paper, but I just feel like, I don't know. I think he looks a little off pace in that City squad.
Faye, what's your thoughts on Jack Grealish this season?
I feel like he hasn't been getting enough scrutiny.
He hasn't been getting enough.
He hasn't been getting enough.
Okay.
Because I feel like you'll see people talking about Sancho, you're talking about Sterling, talking about this, talking about that. But Grealish hasn't really done anything. He's been there since like last season. I haven't seen anything. Been like, wow, what a signing for City. He's really standing out. Like you see him playing with Haaland and you think, okay, that should have been Sterling, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw Sterling playing with him, wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Grealish hasn't really done anything. I feel like I wouldn't call him a flop. Mm-hmm. But he's on the verge, he's on the line.
And do you think as well, though, that Pep is helping Grealish to integrate? Like, Lauren, do you get what I mean?
Well, helping him in...
Like, well, helping to integrate him.
So, I think he's playing
but
him.
Positionally, do you think he's helping? Because City right now, to me, seem like they're trying to play their wingers, touchdown wingers. Like, very much, like, keeping the width and, like... Mm. Getting crosses in. That's not him.
That's not issue.
Very wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Shut up, Pep. No, wide.
That's not Grealish's strength.
That's funny. Like...
I can't.
That's funny. Okay, yeah. Lauren, sorry, go.
Yeah, it's not his strength, but like my memory of him playing at Villa was to pick the ball up on the halfway line, try to dribble through a few people,
yeah.
And then maybe try to finish. And he doesn't have... I actually get it when Southgate says that he doesn't have the tactical discipline that he wants to see. I don't think he does. And someone that costs 100 million British pounds, he hasn't even shown, if it was 50, you would still be thinking, what's he doing? And he has to, the one thing about, for example, Sterling, when Sterling's ability, and I think what Pep coached him to get on the end of crosses. I mean, okay, Grealish's goal on yesterday was the first time I've seen that. But you look and think, that's a serious downgrade. He's not playing in a position that helps him, but also he's someone that wants to drive at the opposition. City do not play like that. So I agree with you.
To be like a ball carrier. And they don't really do that.
Because he loved to be nippy and then draw fouls.
Yeah.
Like that was his game. Mm. And so you can't do that for a side like City.
Yeah, Pep wants the ball moving. Not you moving with the ball.
Exactly.
As in, he wants you to move when you don't have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants for the ball to move. So...
Yeah. And technically, it's not like he's Mahrez, even though Mahrez hasn't played that well recently.
Yeah.
He's not technically good enough to think, even if he is out wide, it's okay, I can cut in and put some crosses in for Haaland. Yes. I would be very, very disappointed if I'd spend £100 million on someone who...
Do you think it's going to get better for him, though, this season, Sammy?
I want it to get better for him.
That's
because
good. That's nice.
You know, my boy Grealish. I want him to do well at City because he is a good player. He's a good player, but as you guys have said, the system is not for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Grealish needs to be disciplined now. He needs to actually start playing the way Pep wants him to play. Because if you're going to stay at City and if you're going to make it as a starting player for all these 38 games, you've got to put your socks up now. You have to put your socks up and do what is needed from you. And if he does that, then I think we'll see more of him because he's got the ability. He's got it in him. He just needs to just actually do something with it.
Yeah, I feel like that's what most...
It's homegrown.
Yeah.
He's not getting sold.
Yeah. I think what most of the people that have been speaking about as well say similar to what you just said, Sammy, in the sense that all of the big signings that City have had have ended up being good in their second season because they've conformed to the idea that Pep has for them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I think it is a case of once Grealish conforms to the idea that Pep has in his mind of Grealish, then it'll be fine.
I think it's weird because I think with some of his signings, for example, like Rodri, look how good Rodri is now. But you could see the development pathway. I look at Grealish and I still see the same player that signed and played his first game for City. I don't see much difference.
He looks shy.
He
looks very shy.
I agree. He definitely looks like he's not yet grasped
the concept.
The concept.
He did say, though, at the end of last season that he, even before he would pass the ball, he would think, oh, I've been holding onto the ball for too long. Oh, Pep will be fit saying part. He said that he was very much in his own head about everything he did on the pitch because he was thinking about the information that Pep had given him beforehand.
Villa, he was just free to do what he needed to do because the team were playing.
It won't work out. And even though when it doesn't work out, they won't say, oh, it's been a flop because the City and Pep, they're allowed to make those mistakes. But when it's other teams,
facts.
I feel bad for calling them washed. But
the thing about, you want to take it back in it?
I want to take it back. I don't want to call him washed.
We'll delete the tapes. We'll delete the
tapes. You don't have to delete the tapes. I feel bad for calling him washed, but I just, like you're saying. Right now, he's just looking timid. Pale.
I think it was a big hey, step too soon. Yeah, I know.
I'm
not
going to lie. I'm looking at Facebook. Where's
the pressure's getting on.
You saying that you reckon it was a step too soon?
Yeah.
Fair you translator over here. I'm hearing you guys.
That does make sense. The thing about Grealish I like is, I know that he's not performing well, but my guy's enjoying himself.
He really is. Really?
Why wouldn't he? Gucci now.
He's not participating in the group coursework, but he's receiving.
I would be enjoying myself.
When
it's
like
PL,
I think the thing is in terms of footballers, there is so all footballers. It's special when you see someone really appreciating where he is. Mm. Like when he was celebrating that title, I was like, you know what, go on, Jack. Because
He probably never thought he was going to win the Premier League. He never thought he was going to be probably managed by Pep Guardiola. Yeah. He thought he was never going to be in the same team as KDB. He is enjoying
getting to Champions
himself.
League semi-final.
Living the dream.
When he's on his phone in the European stadiums, like taking videos, I'm like,
he actually looks very happy. Honestly, like,
and
but second season now, you need to now look like the rest of your squad. Who expect
and,
to
and
be
what
in those
I would
teams.
Like to see though, what really interesting point though, is that I want to see how the media take it, because you know how they love to scrutinize everybody's personal life and all of that and how that's affecting your performance on the pitch. Are you going to do it for my boy Grealish?
Let me tell you something. When he went on a joyride during lockdown, drunk, and they spoke about it for one day, and they put that one in the bin afterwards.
City?
City Liverpool. Specifically, and Liverpool, they're not getting no heat. I'll tell you that now.
Media's princess.
You can forget it.
That's what I'm saying. I like that he's enjoying his football, but maybe knuckle down a little bit and just spend less time on TikTok.
Look like the rest of your team. That's
what I
ask people.
We are going to go into Spurs-Leicester game. I watched most of that match, but we're going to go to Lauren. What were your thoughts, first of all, in the game?
I'm glad Conte changed the system because I was worried, I can't lie, and Hugo was bailing us out. Because us playing a midfield two against Tielemans and Ndidi, and then when Maddison was dropping in, Dewsbury Hall was dropping in, we were open, and I was thinking, oh goodness, like, I'm going to feel shame. Like, this is what we're really there, but won a game. And we were really open. But I think, obviously, Sonny gets the headlines, and I'm so happy for him to get back on his score sheet. But I think him bringing Bissouma on to go to 3-5-2 meant that we locked down the midfield.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Sonny did the rest. And I look and I think, okay, Conte, finally, because Lisbon, well, we were all in that team meeting, everyone's laughing at me. And I'm looking at the TV thinking, where are the substitutions? Change the system, because the same pattern where we were so open in midfield, because I can't, you know, I actually think Bentancur and Højbjerg are good midfielders and they understand the system, but you can't play 2v4. It's just impossible. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy we're still unbeaten. Again, like, I think the difference, when I keep saying, I come here every week and say, we're not playing our best football, but we're picking up results and I'm waiting for our players to get going.
Yeah.
Sonny.
They won't get going in Jesus' name.
Even a hat-trick.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I was waiting.
We're going to touch on Son now, actually. What were your thoughts when you first saw the starting lineup and Son wasn't in it?
Can't read people.
I was fine with it because I look and think, no one, when we see City starting lineup and Bernardo Silva's holding the bench because Gundogan is playing or whoever, no one says anything. Because
comparing Spurs to City.
Let me make a point.
And I agree with Conte when he says that clubs that actually want to have ambition and become big clubs and win things do not criticise when one of their good players is on the bench, because it means that you have good players on the pitch.
Can I just say something? I 100% agree with that. Because when you see Pulisic, Ziyech, Mason Mount, when they're on the bench, they're giving Tuchel angry eyes. angry eyes. And now they're forced to be played. Sometimes these lot need to...
Were you surprised that he didn't actually bench Son earlier than this game?
I was, because it wasn't for, like, I can see Sonny trying. He was trying too hard.
Yeah.
And I think I was looking, thinking, why does he look so tired?
Yeah.
So and he's somebody that really, I think he really wears his heart on his sleeve. So I was thinking, bring him out of the starting lineup. I was expecting him to be on the bench in the Champions League game.
Yeah.
And I think squad rotation is a good thing. We cannot play the same 11 players every single game this season. So at some point, October, 12 games, I expect to see Kane on the bench. And it's about bringing in squad depth, which we did, for example. Bissouma came on and we could change the system. Sonny came on, he gets his hat trick. That was the point of our summer, was to build your squad depth so some of your bigger players can sit on the bench.
Do you reckon you don't do that squad rotation stuff enough because Conte is so rigid with his system and he basically barks at you, man, to play?
Not a problem, but Conte won't play the player until he's 100% fully understanding the system and fully match fit. But if the player doesn't play in 5 games, then they're not, it's very difficult, I think, for them to reach that level. And he can be rigid. And I look and think, we need changes. And he makes one change.
Yeah.
And I'm screaming at the television, like, come on, let's get going. But equally, yesterday gave me confidence to think, actually, he made the changes. We changed the system. We had players who impacted the game off the bench. Mm-hmm. And we just took it away from Leicester.
And do you think you see Bissouma as someone that should be getting more minutes from now?
Yeah, yeah. I think he should. But Conte said that he doesn't trust him yet, like defensively in his system, to play in a two. However, I think...
if you're going to switch up formation...
yeah, if we're going to switch formation and play 3-5-2, that he should play. But eventually, I want him starting in the midfield too, because I think he offers... more so than, for example, Højbjerg. Not that I think Højbjerg's playing badly, but I think, you know, Bissouma is one of the best midfielders in the league, so he shouldn't be on the bench.
Okay. Are you
actually going to allow her to make these wild statements?
Which of my statements are wild?
Tima, take it away.
First of all, you
run it back, Turbo.
Yeah, first.
I'm going to run it back. You said that Conte said that big clubs put players on the bench. Do you think Spurs is a big club?
I compared us to the best squad in the league. Mm-hmm. That is the benchmark. Everybody is trying to catch them.
Yeah. But I'm asking you, do you think Spurs have the vim?
No, but she's saying she wants them to have.
Exactly. Yeah, she's saying if you're going to be like that, then
you have to operating at
this point. Surely that's fair, Timo.
I said, yeah, okay, cool. I just wanted you to clarify.
No, we're not there yet, but that's the benchmark. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have to operate like them.
Okay, cool.
And your second issue?
So you said Bissouma is one of the best
midfielders
in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Was you talking about the Premier League or was you talking about another league? I'm just asking.
I'd have taken him.
Is he one of the best midfielders in the Premier
League? In his actual position? Or do you mean in general, like midfielder? In his position, he's probably one of the best. Not the best.
What she said was one of the best midfielders.
Well, I'm not going to go comparing Bissouma to Odegaard because I don't have the same role.
I'm just asking, to clarify, you meant the Premier League.
I think Bar City, anybody would have taken in the big six clubs would have taken Bissouma for 25.
I definitely would have.
Okay, cool.
But things were a bit murky at the time, but I would have taken him.
But you're adamant that he's one of the best in the Premier League.
If an Arsenal fan said I would have taken him, a Chelsea fan said I would have taken him, a Man United fan said I would have taken him.
Are we talking about top 10, top 15, top 5?
I've heard your complaints, man.
I just want to know what she means by top.
He's a top player.
Midfielder in the Premier League.
He's a top midfielder.
One of the best.
It's not actually saying he's the best.
She's not even saying that he's top five. She's just basically saying that.
But this is why I'm trying to clarify. Like,
she wants to quote us. She wants to understand you exactly. What's the cap right now? Are you saying top 10?
I'm trying to say, top 10, top 5, or top 15, or top 20.
Why am I going to say, he's top 20? He would, apart from Manchester City, I think any other club in the big six would take him and probably start him.
I'd agree that a Liverpool fan would as well.
Yeah.
If
he would fit into the starting 11 of, quote unquote, the big six clubs, he's clearly a top midfielder.
No, but that's not the question I asked. I said, is he going to be top 10 or top 5?
She can't answer that, Timo. Why? The same way you didn't answer that question I posed to you before.
But I don't understand why, if I'm saying someone's going to be a top 10.
Okay, we'll say top 10. Okay?
Okay.
Do you think he's top 10?
I think he's decent. I think in his position, why not? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lovely stuff. We're going to touch on Leicester and what we thought about their performance. Did anyone else watch the match, by the way?
Yeah.
Bits and bits.
Yeah. Philippa, what did you think about Leicester's performance?
When I was sober. You're right. When you changed the system, you completely locked them out. They were cutting through your middle really easy.
Yeah.
But there is something
not right.
There's something really weird. It's like they're all beefing. Like they're not talking to each other on the pitch at all. It's really strange. Yeah. Mm.
What's going on?
I don't know. And then I heard today that apparently the board asked Rodgers to resign. Rodgers was like, my contract's worth 20 million. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
They can't afford to sack him either. Pardon?
Big him up for standing his ground on that one.
As right? you should. Like, yeah, listen, I've signed a contract. If you don't want it, then you...
Sack me.
Sack me. Mm. I'm not going to resign.
Mm. Until then, I'm turning up every day.
Exactly.
But yeah, they're like on-pitch chemistry is really weird, really off. And I don't know. I don't know whether it's losing someone like Kasper Schmeichel, who's obviously their captain as well, is...
And for Fofana as
they
well.
They were having problems before he went.
No, they were having...
But they've lost their leadership. They've, I think they've yeah. lost the people that set the standards of what should...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Done in training. How they should, how the culture of the club should be. I think those people have walked out the door.
And the ones that lead by example on the pitch, like for example, Vardy, he's not in the starting lineup right now because he's just not on it right now.
And he might, and I'm thinking Vardy's probably sat there vexed, thinking, well, look at us, we're bottom of the league and you still won't start me.
To be fair, when they start the Nigerians at front, they score, you know. So.
Nigerians, like it's multiple. I ain't Nigerian, bro.
Nah. What's wrong?
You ain't Nigerian, I'll tell you that.
When they start...
Just international, that's it.
The Africans. The Africans.
What do you think has to change for them? Like, I don't know if you guys heard Madison's interview after the match yesterday.
Well.
He spoke really well.
Yeah, he's really well media trained.
He spoke really well. And he was basically... What was interesting about what he said was that he definitely did not sound as though Brendan Rodgers was to blame. You know how sometimes you can hear in what the player's saying afterwards, it's kind of like, we need a change, but they don't specify what, but it kind of sounds like they want their manager to be sacked. He basically said, he was like, in that first half, we looked like a Brendan Rodgers team. We looked like a team that really wanted to work hard. So he definitely understood the fact that for a Brendan Rodgers team, it's about working hard, running, X, Y, Z. But he said for some reason in the second half, somewhere it just fell apart. But he didn't seem to put that blame with Brendan Rodgers, which was good. But if that's the case, then what is the issue right now?
Well, you've got Tielemans. He clearly doesn't want to stay there. I don't know why they didn't sell him in the summer.
No, because if they're bottom now, without Tielemans, they're even more bottom.
But the problem is... The goalkeepers would be 5 as 30.
Trust me.
I understand that, but he doesn't want to be there.
That's all well and good. They're thinking you can go somewhere for free, and that's fine.
No, but it's going
to
be...
silly, because like sometimes...
For them to even have a... Are you forgetting, that this is the same Leicester team that had like... 11 points with 10 games left and somehow still survived.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is sometimes when, like, I'm just looking at Chelsea, for example, when players don't want to be there, it just brings down the mood. It's a detriment to the team. They should have allowed Madison to go, even though he's, like, who like the best. They should have allowed Tielemans to go, use the money,
use their recruitment
and get somebody else in.
They also said, though, their owner said they're actually having financial problems. So even if they'd have collected, for example, if they were to get the Tielemans money,
they would have had to keep it. They couldn't.
Yeah. That money they can't use.
They ain't got a lever like Barca.
No, a lever like Barca. What do you think this is for?
I agree with Faye that you need. It's gonna be that disease that in the dressing room.
The virus
that kind of affects everybody. I get what you mean, but I think
need to do something because
they had. I think they had to sell him.
You can just tell now, they want
to
be there.
Right now, they're telling the people that they owe money to that they have no money. But imagine someone's telling you, I can't pay you back and I have no money. And then you see on the news that I've just come in to 25 million and I'm still telling you I have no money. Like, that is where the money will have to go to. They're already in debt.
So how does this happen? How did they get into this debt?
They
said because of the COVID.
The company does a lot of, duty free. Like, they own duty free businesses. So obviously with COVID, no one's flying. They've lost a bunch of money. Mm. Also, I think after the main guy died, I don't think the family have as much of like a connection to the club. I just feel like they made a couple of bad decisions. They haven't had money.
And also though, they did use that 80 million that they got from Maguire to make a training facility. Sometimes let your players stay where they were training before and use and keep that money. Where they were training before and keep that money.
What about the Fofana money?
Leicester got a nice infrastructure.
I don't know what they did with that Fofana money.
It just reinvested back into the. They needed the money.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, I look and think, it's sad with football because Fofana kicked off and says, I want to train, I don't want to play.
Yeah.
He gets his transfer. Tielemans and Maddison just operate.
He didn't kick up enough of a fuss.
Yeah.
He didn't. But then at the same time, I look at him sometimes, like, especially towards the end of last season, I'm not super impressed by Tielemans recently.
No, but I think it's
just like, he's got evident flaws, but he's got evident positives as well.
Yeah.
Like, his athleticism is a big flaw.
How old is he again?
He ain't old. He's only like 24,
25. He's young.
Yeah, calm.
His athleticism just is naturally poor.
Come to the carpet, baby.
And January.
I think as well, though, Fofana kicked up a fuss because he knew that Chelsea were bringing the money. Tielemans was kind of not really kicking up a fuss because Arsenal didn't promise to bring 25. So if it was a case of I kick up a fuss and you lot still don't bring the money, now I've just kicked up a fuss and I'm coming back to training tomorrow. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Another team that is struggling right now. Sorry, Philippa. I'm actually really sorry.
Let's do it.
It's West Ham. It's West Ham.
Moisey.
You guys lost again today. Shout out Marva's team, Everton.
Super Frank.
Okay.
Yeah. You know he tried to do the clock. Punch to the crowd at the end. That's so embarrassing.
Gives me the biggest ick.
He's actually the best midfielder the Premier League has ever seen.
So right.
You shouldn't have done that, Matt. That's not good.
It was an overdue. I'm not going to lie. But what are you thinking about the pressure that's on David Moyes right now?
It's huge. Here's the thing. I was saying this off air. Like, West Ham's whole system is being clocked. It was clocked towards the end of last season. And David Moyes seems to want to do nothing to fix it. Yeah. What irritates me is that we had a good summer and you're not playing any of your players. These players are playing in the Conference League and they're looking good in the Conference League as well. The game on Thursday was really good. So it's like, why not play Skamaka? Why not play Kone? Like, why are we dealing with people who have been playing shitty in the league and just continuing? Do you want to suffer? The only reason why we're playing well in the Conference League, not just because of the quality of the teams, but also it's because they're teams who haven't come against us before. So they don't know how we play.
Yeah.
So they can't come across. It's weird. I don't know. I said to you guys last time where I was like, I don't know if Moyes is the person. And it's like, he's done so much for us. And I'm so grateful. Right. But if you cannot change the system, it is clear. Me, little me, sat there in bow watching and I can see that what you're doing is wrong. And you can't pull up your socks and change your formation or actually play the players that you've bought. It's mad.
And how much of it do you think is David Moyes being loyal to the players that have done well for him before versus like those players being out of form and needing to change?
I don't know, but it's like people like Jared Bowen who is looking terrible. Take him up. Like, you don't need to start
to
here.
To my
well, we're going to get onto Bowen later, but continue on that.
There's no need. What?
I'm looking at you. Oh. Sorry. Sammy's just talking on
this. Yeah, I think he is loyal to them because obviously they did well last season. But the fact of the matter is, this is football. You know what I mean? This is not best friends club. Take him off. Don't start him.
Yeah, and that's how you destroy the dressing room because the players who are actually playing well on Thursdays are sitting holding the bench on Sundays and thinking, well, look at this useless person that's playing ahead of me. I think, Moyes is walking a very small tightrope.
And another player that looked good last season that isn't really looking that good this season is Suchet. What have been your thoughts on him this season?
Yeah, Suchet is looking tired. He's looking... that's a guy that was playing like every single game. Yeah, he's mash up. But I think he's just a bit off it. And I would like to see a little bit of rotation. Sometimes also, I think sometimes when him and Rice play together, they don't feed off each other properly. Mm. So I would quite like to see one person play and then another the other one play rather than them playing together all of the time.
Like trying to sync it back up.
Yeah, because it just they just seem off. But Souček definitely has had... like, I think, fitness issues. I think Soufal, his Czech brother, also isn't playing particularly well. I don't want to see them. Don't want to see him play, to be fair.
How has Rice been? I didn't watch this game, but how has Rice been for you?
Rice is distracted. I don't know if it's that baby keeping him up at night.
Yelling. Baby?
He's got
a baby.
Yeah,
really?
He's got
a
baby.
Yeah.
Oh. Dude. He's got a girl.
No, boy.
Oh, no, I thought she meant, does he have a girl?
He has a girl. She's, like, very low-key.
Oh,
she.
I thought he was doing.
You didn't know, yeah.
Oh, I thought
he was doing Vegas with Greenland.
Yeah, he was, and she was pregnant at the time.
Shade Barrett.
Coming in with a gossip, hit me up afterwards. I reckon he's mad distracted.
Well, do you think maybe he's distracted because?
If you don't
maybe,
even don't even do
maybe
it.
He
no, I'm not letting you, so, I'm not letting you finish
him,
it.
Yeah. Like, he wants to lower that valuation, innit?
Like, what 150 mil?
Because Chelsea can afford it. I think if it's clear, Tuchel's like
you can't spend. It's clear you don't want him.
It's clear, yeah.
That's what I've been saying. Everyone's been he's flirting with Chelsea. Chelsea don't want him.
Because I'll be real, yeah. I saw with that Fofana deal. I saw what Chelsea do when they want a player. And from what I saw from when they wanted Rice. I didn't see any of that.
I kind of disagree. I think
you lot didn't even tease it. You know, like
I think it's the price tag though.
Yeah, but do you remember when Fofana first got linked? Yeah. Apparently, the price tag that you lot were saying that Leicester was saying was 90 million. The next thing you know, it went down to 60. I'll be real. West Ham are saying 150, but you actually think they want 150?
No.
Yeah, but the thing is, because
Grealish went for 100, he's 150.
Grealish is ruined the English transfers now.
He's got what?
He's only got, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Telling you, if Chelsea wanted him, they would have got him.
They would have got him.
If the manager wanted him, they would have got him.
Say nothing when he comes in the summer then.
He's not coming.
I can imagine Potter grabbing still. Well, we're going to get... No. I can imagine Potter not wanting him, sorry.
Relax.
He just needs to play next to a creative midfielder. Watching Souček and Rice is like watching Calvin Phillips and Rice. It wasn't like that before.
That's the thing, and that's what
it is.
Because it was like when the Euros came, and I was watching Calvin Phillips and Rice, and I was just like, "Oh, this is sturgeon. This isn't what he does at West Ham." Yeah. So Souček was being the creative one, but he's knackered. So take him off. Don't play him.
And why do you think Scamacca hasn't? Is that his name, Scamacca?
Scamacca.
Why do you think he hasn't really been getting the minutes in the league that like his price tag would have suggested?
I ain't got a clue.
There's no creative outlet.
It's irritating me.
That goal he scored on Thursday, blah.
That's what I'm saying. And he like when he plays those cup games, like he plays well. I don't know. I have no idea
maybe
what's going on there.
Moyes is like, he's like Lampard in They're Just the English Lads.
Moyes loves a bit of shopping in Slavia Prague.
Because he played in random teams and then he goes and does his Christmas shopping afterwards. For real. You've bought really creative forward players, which is something that we've had an issue with for so long, and then you don't play them. And it's like, how can I have loads of respect for you and back you if you just won't do the one thing we want? I don't understand.
He has to change his system, though, because players like Paqueta, the way that you set up with the 4-2-3-1, rigid, though, it's not...
He's going to struggle.
He's going to have to change.
You're going to take all of the flair out of these flair players. And that's what I don't understand. This is what I keep saying. Don't buy these people to then buy Scottish ball, like to play Scottish ball. Like, it's mad. Have some spice.
Big up
do
Scottish
it.
Ball then. Got you somewhere last season.
It did, but like, but then it was still. It did, but like, I don't know. It's just weird. We just got off to a really bad start, and it's really depressing. I took a tactical nap in the middle of the game as well because I was like, I can't do this no more.
Same. Yeah. I'm sorry about that, Philip, but I do think it's going to get better for you guys if that's any consolation.
Why
do you think?
Kind words.
She's
got a soft spot.
West Ham, yeah. And some of the players you have, you're going to hit a period that's just like, you're going to grind that like 3-4 results in a row.
Mm.
Like, And it's not going to be against the big teams. It's going to be against the, like, Nottingham Forest, Bournemouth. Yeah. That, like, you need, like, need a that. Patch that's just going to be, like, let me just grab some points.
Yeah, for real.
And you'll not only get confidence from that, but I feel like it's something to build on as well when other teams start dropping points.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Like, do I think we're going to get relegated? No. Do I think we're going to, like, crack the top 10? No, either. It's going to be a very dead season for us.
Mm.
But something's got to change. Something has got to give.
It's Moyes out?
Do
you know what? Do you know what I'm at the minute? It's like it's not Moyes out yet. I don't know if there are managers who would come to West Ham available at the moment. I'd love
absolutely not. No. I heard West Ham fans saying Poch.
I'd love Poch. Absolutely not. I'd love Poch. And it's really funny because when I talk to my boyfriend about it, he's always like, Poch likes a project. He likes the project at Southampton.
He does like the project, but you should have some shame. No, you can't go there.
Excuse me.
He would have got Chelsea in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he would have
got Chelsea in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know.
He would have even gone to Arsenal. He doesn't give a damn. I'll tell you that now.
That's what managers don't care, man. He wouldn't go to Arsenal because he's an Espanol man. That's why he said he would never manage Barcelona. He understands.
All that I would never.
I promise you.
When you're managers out of a job, care.
That
was
what Conte said. Conte was cussing. School fees have to be paid, man.
Conte was cussing Spurs at when he was at Chelsea.
Was Jose not doing the same? Did Jose not say, I will never go to Spurs?
And then he said,
But then Chelsea sacked me.
In this cost of living crisis, man, he's going to take the job that he gets.
Yeah. I would love Poch. I think Poch would be great. I just don't see it for us that he's going to.
You never know.
Now, Poch to West Ham campaign, man.
PSG, I don't think he's going to. Come to West Ham.
You heard it here first, guys. Poch to West Ham campaign.
I'd love it. Yeah, I might actually.
I'm sure you would.
I might start that campaign.
I'm sure you would.
A
team that Poch is familiar with, not because he got the job there, but because he didn't get the job there, is Chelsea. You guys obviously didn't play this week.
Hallelujah.
I know you're happy about that.
My mental health is up.
Your mental health is up. Your mental health is going to be down when you're playing all them games in that congested period.
That October?
Yeah. It's peak for everyone.
It's peak.
Yeah, but like every 3 days? What? Every three days.
You see the teams that United have to play in that 12 days. You'll scream. Yeah. Anywho, don't you think this is a nice like embedding period like for Potter?
Potter ball.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Cooking.
So, you'll see that I'm dressed in black today because I'm commemorating the sacking of Thomas Tuchel. People like Faye have blood on their hands, screaming Tuchel out on the top of their lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's out.
What?
Cool.
You know what?
Now you got what you wanted.
I made a mistake. I was wrong.
Faye apologising.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Sorry,
I mean.
For reference, Tima's talking about the fact that Faye was tweeting Tuchel out. She was coming on the pod and saying Tuchel out. Tuchel then got out. And Faye said, I was only joking.
When that message came into the group chat, she was like, oh no, I didn't think they'd actually do it.
I didn't expect it. I'm disappointed that they sacked him, yeah.
I can't lie. I'm heartbroken.
I bet you are.
I don't think, you see, I can't even come on the pod with the same vim anymore. Because I see Potter and I just see, okay, we were at crossroads and Bowley has decided we're going to be Arsenal instead of deciding let's be Liverpool or Man City. We're Arsenal. This is not going to be good for years.
I agree. I feel like Potter's going to get sacked in 2 years. Sorry.
Yeah, but in 2 years, he could have done something really good.
He's doing nothing. Winning nothing under him.
Chelsea always wins something, though.
This is different. Sorry.
But you got to remember when Chelsea won stuff, like with a group, that group had leaders. When we won something under Tuchel, Tuchel is one of the best managers in the world. Don't at me.
And it's like
who in this group is
he top five?
He's top five. Who? I'm gonna say my chest. He's top five. He's top three. He's top three.
Sorry, you're smoking, man.
Just for confirmation, who are the other three that make up the top four?
Pep, Klopp, and Ancelotti.
And you think this is a genuine question? Do you think Tuchel is better than Hansi Flick?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Your opinion. So that's your right.
With confidence as well.
I just feel like we're not gonna get better than Tuchel. So
why were you Tuchel out?
Yeah.
Who did you want to come in then?
Twitter troll.
Had nobody to come in.
You had nobody to come in. You were tweeting. You
know, I was just frustrated because I was like, you know what? None of our attackers have improved. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact
at all. Sorry.
And then like I don't like the fact that you know, it's the whole we have to pass to Reece James and he's gonna cross it in. It was very predictable the way we were mm-hmm. playing. And I just felt like, for example, Mason Mount, you're playing him time and time and time again. You know, he got Lampard sacked because you're playing him time and time and time again and he's just not doing anything. And we need change. You've said to the press that we don't need another midfielder. You had to wait until Kovacic, Ruben, Loftus-Cheek, Kante was injured to say that we need another midfielder. Then you get Zachariah. Who the hell is Zachariah? Do you know what I mean? It's just like things like that. It's just like, although I don't think it's his fault because he just wants to coach, but it's a thing where he wasn't helping himself. Like, you're getting rid of Callum Hudson-Odoi, who I'd say hasn't lived up to expectations, but that's because he's been playing inconsistently. Oh, you're playing him as wing back. Mm-hmm. You're forcing the likes of, okay, I want a striker because I feel like this will help us, but we have no creator. Even though he doesn't fit our system, I'm going to get Lukaku. Because yeah. At first I thought, okay, do you know what? It wasn't the manager signing, but the manager's come out and said, yeah, it's part of the deal. So it's like, what the hell? I feel like he doesn't know what he wanted out of the players. So this is where we are right now. And where we are is rock bottom. I don't see...
Well, you're not at rock bottom. That's Leicester.
I feel at rock bottom, okay?
In her heart, in her soul.
In our heart.
Everyone has a rebuilding period, innit? Like, that's just the history of the Premier League.
Every single time we're rebuilding.
No, right. No, I'm not saying it's good. Trust me. Like, I'm not saying you're in the mud, but... It's one of them things where, you know, you have a really good period. I'm said you're not in the mud.
No, I'm looking at Sammy. Not you, Sammy's
slippery slide.
But my point is that, like, you know, you have a great patch and then there's like years where you're sort of in the wilderness. Unfortunately, I really do see that for you.
But it's the thing where we were known every single year would win a trophy.
Yeah, Chelsea.
But like, why is that ruled out right now?
I just don't see a Potter, man. I'm being so serious. I don't see, like,
but even Arsenal fans said that about Arteta in the beginning. He won a trophy in his first season.
That's awesome. Yeah. I just feel like we're different. Like, even just looking at, like, all our managers that we've had, yeah, they've had something about them. Even but, like they had something. They had. Yeah. They had. The aura, the vibe, the connection with the fans. Though. I don't see him getting up with the fans. That's even the like his first, Sterling scored, yeah? Champions League. I'm sure this is maybe like the first time he played Champions League, yeah? This is a big thing for Potter. Just and then he scored and you're just clapping. Just
no, he was trying not to appear haps because if he was like, gassed,
I promise you, even with match day fans, I was sitting there and I was at the game and then even... These old white people are like, what the hell is this? I've been being serious. They were like,
why did we have to focus on their race? What's that guy doing?
What she means is the traditional.
The traditional. Traditional Chelsea fans. That's what it's
like. Her lawyer has come.
We're beating all these charges.
They were literally like, what the hell is this? Why did we sack the manager for this? And I was surprised because you know when you see Chelsea fans, sometimes they're very, you know.
Moody.
Very moody.
Pessimistic.
Very pessimistic. Very, I don't want to say the word, but like.
Yeah, don't say it then. I'm good. Yeah, we get you.
The X one.
We get you. Yep. I said, did you not hear me say we get you?
Sorry. But like the very, do you know what I mean? They like what they like. And I thought because Potter's English, it'll be different. Okay. They're going to pop a, yeah. Let's bring him in. But they were like, why the hell did we sign this guy?
Look at what Potter did at Brighton.
That's Brighton. No, this is different. This is
the problem that Chelsea fans have expectations of being the world-class side with the world-class manager.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You haven't... He's just not that guy. He may be a very good coach. I think he's a fantastic coach.
Yeah.
But he's not that guy. And yeah. I think his biggest challenge will be, one, being in the dressing room and the other players with big egos being like, you're not that guy.
Yeah.
And the fans as well sitting there thinking, you're not that guy.
Exactly. And that's tough. And the problem is that he doesn't have the aura. He doesn't have anything to back him except for he did well at Brighton. Cool.
But sometimes aura ain't all it is.
But at Chelsea, I think it goes a long way. This group of players are disgusting. This is the third manager that they've got. They're disgusting. It's not Tuchel's fault. look at those players. And I feel like it's the same, it's not the same as Lampard, but the same vibes as in
what have you done? Like, we won Champions
Which
League.
Which players?
At least Lampard had at least
with Lampard.
Which player?
At least with Lampard, yeah, it was a thing where it was like,
he plays for the club. You know what vibes this is giving me? This is giving me very much like when David Moyes took over Man United. And like, it was like, okay, you've done well with Everton and all of that sort of thing. And like,
you got here, you're very good at this.
But it's just sort of like, who you are as a manager. And like she said, going into that dressing room.
I had no idea. It was her attempt at Manchester, but I'm really sorry, guys. I'm really sorry.
Don't want to offend any of the 0161 right now.
Do you think, though, that the difference between David Moyes to Manchester United and Potter to Chelsea, though, is the fact that, you know, when David Moyes went into Manchester United, it was mainly old heads there. Like, and I feel like that changes a lot. I feel like with Chelsea, because a lot of the players are young, the ego shouldn't necessarily be there. But also, I feel like they're more receptive to new ideas. A lot of the people that were at United...
The leaders in the Chelsea dressing room are old. Yeah, and they will set that tone.
And you've got to understand, those young heads have won the Champions League. Yeah, no matter what, that's going to make you feel away.
It's true.
For me personally, listen, Todd Bowley needs to shut his mouth.
Yeah.
He needs to shut his mouth. He's a chatty patty.
I guess Todd Bowley's not coming on the pod then.
He's a chatty patty. Like, bring me back Roman, the silent owner. This guy talks assassin. talks way too much.
It's true. Bowley's the main character.
Literally.
Yes, he's got main character syndrome. How 100%.
Are you, literally, Tuchel is packing away his desk and you're in the media saying, this is why we sacked him.
I've got to say, yeah, I have like a big agenda against American owners. I hate it, and I know it sounds very like xenophobic.
Oh, so you guys can say the words and I can't.
Yeah, but you were saying
I was actually scared about what you were going to say.
I'm calling myself xenophobic. You were talking about other people. I just feel like football is so intrinsically like British here. Obviously, it's just like it has its own vibes in different countries. But like, I feel like the way that the Premier League is set up and how our system is, I don't know. I just get a feeling where he's like, oh, come on, guys, let's shake this up. Don't need to be shaken up. It's a very good league.
So the one thing I would say, I think he should shut his mouth. However, the response to what he said it's like the arrogance of the English English agreed. Football. I'm talking big journalists.
Yeah, and they're talking like they're on Twitter. Like, you know, like they're just chatting like they're
big journalists making themselves look fooling.
But it's making me sick.
I agree with him. Like, let's shake it up, because when you go to, it's only certain like stadiums you go to and you think, wow, look at the atmosphere. Just look at it. It's live. It's when you go to Chelsea, I've been to Chelsea bare times. And like I said, the only game where we were so loud is when we came back against Liverpool, the 2-2. That's the only time. And I could have fainted. It was like, wow, I've never heard a bridge like this. It's never like that.
But can I also say, like that? I think the English, people in English football are scared that they can, like, Americans can see the potential to make serious money. Like, serious money. And they've just been sitting on this gold mine. People are like, why is Gary Neville has been screaming about the Premier League trying to give money to the football pyramid for years, years and years. This guy's come with something. You're just coming to say Premier League clubs should just give them a little change. No. Like, we have to do something. What is it? I just don't understand.
I think Bowley, it's timing, because I think the Americanization of British sports, I think when American owners come in, I think it's timing, because I think there are some very good ideas, because the commercial model of like the NFL or the NBA is huge. And that's a league where literally it's just American. So like, they do very, very well. But I think when you come in and you've been there like 1 month, but I don't think the All-Star game, personally, I think that would be, everybody would watch it. Please, we'll all be here debating since Kingdom Come about who should be in the
team. How many All-Star games can you have?
You're saying that, but every single year the NBA do it. It's lit.
Exactly. And then the players.
What do you mean the players?
It works.
Do they not feel like...
No, they love it. It's like a link-up. It's literally
But that's what I find really interesting about it, because in the way that, like, traditionally, back in the day, the way that football players were very tribal and territorial, like,
it's not like that no more.
Mm, so yeah. Like, you could probably do it. My only thing is, where do the Midlands people go?
North.
Maybe they have to pick a side, innit?
North. I think
there has to be like a radius measure, like from this place down is this and from this place up is north. Like, Yeah, guys, sorry. I don't want to hear any more Chelsea tears. I'm good now.
Damn. Ask come back next week.
But we are going to have... Trust me. Trust the process. But we are going to touch a bit on Chelsea again in this last final segment. We know you're Potter out, beloved.
I want everybody to know that I'm Potter out and I'll never accept it.
Trust the process.
We are going to quickly touch it on a Chelsea player in this last final segment, which is about the England squad. So the England squad got announced. Mount is in the England squad. There was a bit of uproar. Not just about him, but about a couple of players. So Mount, Bowen and Grealish, I would say, got the most heat. What are your...
The person who should be in a Greek jail. Luke Shaw.
Oh, yeah,
well.
Sorry. I forgot about those ones. No, sorry. I'll actually be right. I actually forgot about those ones.
Of course you did.
No, conveniently. I wonder why.
They don't exist to me. They don't exist to me, to be fair. But these ones were actually collecting heat, though, because there was, like, another alternative post. So, like, you know, in this case, like, people were saying, oh, Mount shouldn't have been there because Madison, X, Y, Z... People were just saying, oh, why is Luke Shaw there? Bring the name. And there was no other name. Like, everyone was just silent on the what, who
no,
did
but
who
the thing is, I think there's a difference. I think the players, I think we should separate them. The ones who are just out of form getting into the squad because they're good for England. But people like Shaw and Maguire, you're not even playing
not
for your club.
They
you should
have
not be
playing
in the squad.
Yeah, I was about to say
something. You can't be picking players who are not even playing minutes. Okay, playing badly, okay, think fine, debatable. Not playing minutes.
Do you think Southgate is fearing what the lack of minutes will do to... I think... Do you think Southgate is looking at these next two games as I need them to even play now to even get some reps in?
Yeah.
Nice. Like for a player like Maguire, for example, he's thinking, I need Maguire to play and start and do the 90 minutes over these next few games so that I can at least say he's banked in so-and-so minutes.
I don't know. Yeah. Because I think it's still, well, actually maybe it's 12 games in October. Maybe Maguire and Shaw will have to play.
Play Europa sometimes.
Yeah, I'm
sure would have played if he wasn't injured.
Yeah,
he's injured.
He
know,
was
just,
before, yeah.
I think, I personally have the Southgate out agenda in the group chat. And I think the man is a liar. Because if he announced the squad and said, I'm just picking the players who I think are best for the country, in my opinion,
yeah,
that's the squad I want. I think, okay, fair enough. But when you come here and tell us that you're picking players based on form, you're not going to go off reputation. Mm. And then I'm seeing some of these like people like Maguire
dropped,
and
no?
Shaw and Mount, who's not even playing well. It's
dropped,
embarrassing.
No?
He's lying.
Yeah.
It's more so a case of like his consistency with what he's saying is the reasoning.
I don't know. I look at that. I don't know. For a squad that got to the semi-finals of the World Cup and then the finals of the Euros last year, and I'm thinking, how are we approaching this World Cup with the number of players who are either out of form or not playing?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a long World Cup.
How's Cody still in this squad? Hanging on for dear life. How's Ben White?
No, but Saka should be there.
Saka should be there.
You know, assist-wise, he's still up there for the season. Yeah.
Then so should Sancho. Maybe the reason why Saka was there because... He had that mural of him.
Okay,
that's what
they
think.
It's got a nucleus of his squad,
yeah,
and he doesn't like to tinker with it. And I just think that's dumb in international football.
What?
How are you going to get the best out of your players?
What do you think Madison has to do to get into the squad, Philippa?
Change his personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
What personality?
We're talking before the pod, and I think Southgate likes certain personalities.
So what's his personality?
I don't know, but
he doesn't want to get to know Madison.
I don't think he likes Madison.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that as an attack on Madison's personality. I'm just saying.
If he goes to a top six club, then the press will bring an agenda as to why
you're
not going to
lie.
Look at how
they had to be on his neck to get Jack Grealish.
I understand the Grealish
and
one.
And now Grealish will never get dropped.
I understand that personality one for Grealish, but Madison seems like a calm guy.
He speaks really well. If anything, I think he'd be a good person to have in that.
He's so eloquent. Like I said, I think he's really well media trained, but there's just something about him that like Southgate clearly doesn't like. That's what I'm saying. It's not an attack on his
creativity.
Yeah.
He doesn't
just
like creativity
there.
In these teams.
In terms of Grealish, he said that the squad
cohesion,
the cohesion of the squad, he likes. He doesn't want to rock the boat. It wasn't until he was literally playing out of his skin, his like the sweat was dripping from his hair, like every single bead, that he literally put him on the squad. So I think unless Madison has some sort of madness. He's definitely not going. He's not going
to the World Cup.
Maybe Nations League next year. That's about as good as it's getting.
That's a shame. I think that's a massive shame.
And then he's going to carry on playing free at the back.
Pardon?
Jesus. Tomori.
Tomori. Yeah.
Tomori. You've got a few Nigerians in the squad. Come on.
Don't you think it's a shame though that like players like don't you think it's demoralizing that players know that it's not about what they do in the season that gets them in? Like for, so for Maddison, for example, he could be thinking to himself, oh, if I hit this number and this number, that should be enough to get me in. But really, we all know here that whatever he does,
But I think that's been the case for England squads since time immemorial, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Like there are certain players who always say that should have been featured in the national squad more and haven't. Again, you've got like a large, group of people to choose from. It's going to be what you like. And like you said, if something is like set in stone, you don't want to tinker with it too much because you figured out how they play and you figured out their chemistry and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, no, it's a shame. I think it's weird.
I just think it's shameful though. I think maybe if you think you're never going to get there and you think, okay, fine, obviously it's demoralizing for the player. But for players who know, it doesn't matter how badly I play, how many mistakes I make, even if I'm not playing at all, I'm still going to the World Cup. You can't run your squad like that.
Can't get
that wouldn't happen with Brazil. Look, Martinelli haven't even made the Brazil squad. Yes. Like, and they're players who are playing well.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making it a hatred thing, okay? guys, that is all we have time for today's episode. As usual, follow up on Twitter and TikTok at GoldDiggersUK and follow on Instagram at GoldDiggersUK_. Thank you. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.